Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, guys. Unfortunately, I can't tell you my name because some people might recognize me. I'm not ashamed of what I went through. In fact, I'm pretty proud of myself. But my parents might be uncomfortable with what I'll be sharing. That's why I decided to keep my identity a secret. I hope you understand. 3 years ago, when I was 14, my dad owned a car wash that he had opened with a partner. Everything was great. We were doing very well financially. My brother and I started going to private school. We moved to a fancy area. It's so easy to get used to good things. We'd adapted to our new lifestyle so well, we soon felt as if we'd be living like that for years. And then one day, it all came crashing down. The police raided my dad's work. It turned out that his partner was using the car wash to launder money. We found out that he'd been dealing drugs for years. The police arrested my dad too, but they let him go when they realized that he didn't know anything about the illegal business. However, the car wash was confiscated because of his partner. Naturally, my dad was really traumatized by what happened. He couldn't accept that he'd been duped and that he had been part of something illegal. All of a sudden, our lives turned upside down. He pulled himself together a few months later and opened a new car wash in another part of town. Unfortunately, things didn't go as expected. He had to close down after a while. He had taken out a bank loan for the new business. When he couldn't pay it back, we went bankrupt. We lost everything we had. It was a very difficult period for our family. I wanted to help out, so I got a job at a restaurant run by my friend's father. I was working there after school, washing dishes for the first time in my life. It was not the best job, but I was happy to be making money. I would work until the restaurant closed at night and wake up early to go to school the next day, no matter how tired I was. I was working 6 days a week with only one day off. I used to spend all my free time playing games on my computer, but now I only used it for schoolwork. One day, a friend told me that a new map had been added to a game that I really loved. I wanted to take a quick look. When my dad came into my room, he saw me playing the game. He got really angry. Your mom and I stay up all night trying to figure out what to do. We can barely sleep. But you're just playing your games as if nothing happened, he said. He accused me of being selfish. He kept getting angrier. Finally, he said, when you buy your own computer, you can play as much as you want, and took away my laptop. That was probably the worst day of my life. I cried for hours under the covers because I felt it was so unfair. Then, all of a sudden, I stopped. I started telling myself, don't pity yourself, don't pity yourself. It was almost dawn. I promised myself I'd never wallow in self-pity again. I was going to do everything I could to keep this promise. I went to school without getting any sleep. When my girlfriend saw me, she could tell that something was up. I told her what had happened with my dad. At first, she was really upset, but when I told her about my decision, she said she was proud of me. She looked at me and said, you're one of the funniest people I know, and I think you can make money from it. I have an idea. I can help you if you want to try it. I didn't go to work after school. We went to my girlfriend's house. A couple of hours later, I was sitting in front of her computer wearing a chicken mask. I made an account on Twitch and started live streaming. I was playing just like everyone else, but there was something different about me. I was clucking with a mask on. It was my girlfriend's idea to create a half-human, half-chicken character. The mask was her brother's. I was clucking and making jokes like I was a chicken. My girlfriend was cracking up. Her laughter was very encouraging, so I performed much better than I thought I would. It was like I was on a show. 2 hours in, I had reached 500 viewers. You wouldn't believe the sounds I made when I got my first donation. It was a perfect night. I was filled with hope. I could quit my job at the restaurant thanks to my girlfriend. I don't want to belittle that job, but I was sure that I could make so much more money on Twitch and much more quickly. Things went even better than I expected in the next few days. My audience grew a lot. But nobody knew who I was because I was using the nickname Big Bird and wearing a mask all the time. To them, I was a large, funny bird. But there was also the beautiful girl whom the camera never showed but whose laughter they could hear. I didn't tell my family that I was on Twitch. I wanted to tell my mom and my brother, but I was too scared of my dad finding out, so I didn't say anything. They all thought that I was still working at the restaurant. I wondered if I had told my dad that it was possible to make money by playing games, would he have lightened up a little bit? I didn't think so. Parents don't really like children playing video games. Whenever they can, they try to stop them. I'm sure of it, and I can understand why. But I think my dad was obsessed with the whole idea of games. I think he unleashed his hatred of games that day by using our family problems as an excuse. One night, something really interesting happened. I was live streaming as usual with my mask on. At one point, I looked at the chat window on the screen. Big Bird, do you want to get the biggest donation of your life in exchange for removing your mask? The message was from one of my most loyal fans, Ringo Starr. He made a donation every day. I clucked. Biggest donation of my life? I just hatched from an egg not that long ago. The only thing you can do is give me the biggest donation of my life so far, I said.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're right. Okay, let's do this. I'm sure it's not just me, but everyone who's watching you now that wants to see your face. Will you take off your mask if everyone makes the biggest donation they can? He replied. I stopped for a second. I looked at my girlfriend. She shook her head, telling me not to do it. I knew that there would be no turning back if I said yes, but we were live. I could just stop streaming right after taking off the mask. I had only wanted to hide my identity from my dad, not anyone else. My dad is the least tech-savvy person in the world. Twitch was like another planet to him. There was no way he was going to find out about what happened here. I took a deep breath. I said, "Well, let's see the donations. Prove to me that you really want to see my face. If you convince me, then I'll be a human for a moment." As soon as I said this, the donations started pouring in. My girlfriend slammed the door and left. I didn't really care because I was so overwhelmed by the amount of donations. They just kept on coming. I waited for a while after the donation notifications stopped. I couldn't see the viewers, but I was sure they were all holding their breath. I thanked them by clucking. "All right, you've convinced me. I'm taking off my mask for 20 seconds. Then I'm going to log off. But tomorrow I'll be back as Big Bird," I said. I waited for a moment. I took off the chicken mask and looked at the camera. I showed my face clearly. I winked at the viewers. Then I logged off. I was feeling really weird. I looked at how much money I got.
Wow.
It was like a dream. Just then, my girlfriend stormed into the room. "I told you not to do it. The mystery is gone. Why would anyone watch you now?" she said, yelling. I told her that the reason why I had agreed to put on the mask was not to be mysterious, but to avoid being found out by my dad. "Look at all this money. Don't you think it was worth it?" I said, hugging her. She looked at me and said, I hope you don't regret it. The next day, I went straight home after school. My dad smiled when he saw me. Do you have the day off? Your brother went to the dentist with your mom. Come on, let's have coffee together and chat, he said as he walked into the kitchen. He came back from the kitchen, saw the money on the coffee table, and was totally shocked. I asked, will this be enough for you to pay off your loan? My dad was still in shock. I don't know, probably. But where did this money come from? Whose is it? He asked. It's yours, I said proudly. Please don't ask me how I made it. All I can tell you is that I earned it and I didn't do anything illegal. He sat next to me and put his arms around me. You made it online, right? Oh no, sorry, not online. I should say from games. I know you don't work at the restaurant anymore, Big Bird, he said. He was smiling so wide, I could see all his teeth. It turned out that my girlfriend's dad called him one night. The kids are not doing anything bad, but my daughter said that you don't know about it. I thought you should know. But don't be mad. You should be proud of your son. He's doing a really good job, he said. My dad had been watching me ever since. I was so surprised when he told me his favorite jokes from my streams. I never thought he would like my sense of humor. But the day before, he fell asleep while he was watching me. So he didn't know about me taking off the mask and getting all those donations. He got really emotional when I told him about it. They gave you all this money just to see your face? And you're giving it all to me? He asked. Yes, I was giving it to him. I was so proud that I was able to earn this money to help my dad pay off his loan. The next evening, I was in my girlfriend's room to live stream for the last time. Because my dad and I agreed that from now on, I would do it from my house. But there was a surprise waiting for me. Even though I had the chicken mask on and I was making killer jokes, I had less than 100 viewers. Yes, the mystery was really gone now that everybody knew what I looked like. Even Ringo Starr, who started the whole donation thing to see my face, only stopped by for a few moments. After that, I tried wearing other animal masks and inventing different characters. But nothing worked. I'd lost all my followers, so after a while, I stopped live streaming altogether. But I was so happy with what I'd accomplished during my short-lived fame that I didn't care. Anyways, I don't really have time for anything else these days because I'm spending my evenings with my dad at the internet cafe that we opened.
Hi, everyone. I'm Fiona. My parents disowned me because of my YouTube channel. They said, you're no longer our daughter, so you can't live in our house. They basically kind of kicked me out. How did it come to this? What did I do to make them so upset? I'll tell you the whole story. First of all, I have to say that my parents are super weird. I'm not exaggerating. Here are some examples of what they used to do. Our kitchen would close at 8 p.m. Literally closed, as if it were a store. At 8 o'clock, my dad would lock the door and take away the key. My mom would announce, if anyone needs water, you have 5 minutes to get it, before he'd lock it. That happened every day, so I thought it was normal. One day, I was at a friend's house for a pajama party. Just before we went to bed, my friend said, my mom left us milk and cookies. Let's go to the kitchen. I was so surprised and I naively asked, is your kitchen open so late? I'm not into video games, so this other rule in our house was mainly for my brother, Craig. He wasn't allowed to play Pokemon games. You know why? Both of my parents are very religious. My dad read somewhere that Pokemon can evolve. As a religious man, he didn't believe in evolution. He thought that the evolution of Pokemon supported the theory of evolution, so my brother wasn't allowed to play Pokemon. And because of my mom's beliefs, we weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter films or read its books. Because according to her, the series promoted sorcery. Since sorcery is considered a sin, we had to stay away from Harry Potter films and books. Those are just two of the things we weren't allowed to do.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Let me tell you about their ridiculous punishments, which really put their weirdness on display. One time, my brother forgot to flush the toilet after pooping. When my mom saw it, she called him over. "You are going to stand here and look at your poop," she said. She kept coming to check that he was really looking. My brother had to stare at his poop for 40 minutes. Finally, my mom yelled from the kitchen, "Flush it!" And he did. Later that day, poor Craig told me, "No matter where I look, I still see my poop." I laughed at the time, but looking back on it, I think it was pretty sad. Now here's one of my dad's weird punishments. Whenever I got a bad grade at school, he would make me call all our relatives and tell them what I got. He'd stand next to me the whole time. For example, he'd call my grandma and hand me the phone. First, I'd say which class it was and then the grade I got. He'd say, "Apologize to your grandmother for being a disgrace to the family." So I would apologize. This was more upsetting for my grandmother than for me. In addition to the weird ones, he also had some harsh punishments. Normal parents usually tell their kids, "You can't leave your room today." With us, it was, "You can't come down from the apple tree today." You heard it right. We had to climb a tree and stay there for hours as punishment. We had an apple tree in our backyard. That's the one we had to climb. For example, cursing would be punished with the tree. The amount of time we spent in the tree depended on the curse word. You know what the saddest part is? When you grow up in a home like this, you think this is normal. You think this kind of stuff happens in every home. When I was 13 or 14, I started learning more about my friends' families' lives. And I realized that ours was not normal at all. This awareness made things difficult for both me and my parents. I no longer accepted everything they said. So we'd fight all the time. They thought I was just acting out because I was now a teenager, but I kept telling them that they weren't normal, and they needed therapy every chance I got. I felt like a volcano that was ready to erupt. There was no avoiding it. I had to get rid of the lava building up inside me. Otherwise, it was going to harm me. During that period, I realized that sharing was a sort of therapy for me. I felt better when I talked to my friends, but there were some things I couldn't tell them. I'd gone through such terrible things that I was worried they would judge me, even though none of it was my fault. The solution was right in front of me. I decided to create a YouTube channel. I wasn't going to show my face or tell anyone about it, including my brother. That way, I would be able to share everything anonymously. Where do you think I shot my first video? Sitting in the apple tree. I set up the phone's camera so it would only show the apples. I pressed record and started talking about this apple tree's role in my life. I let it all come out. It's weird, but I didn't cry at all. I just talked. Then I uploaded the 1.5 hour video to my YouTube channel, which I called The Girl in the Tree. That night, I felt completely relaxed and slept like a baby. The volcano inside me now had an outlet. After the first 10 days, the amount of views on my video started to go up. I remember the first comment very clearly. "Did you really experience this, or are you just making things up?" A few hours later, I got a second comment, which said, "Please show us your face." I continued uploading 2 videos per week. I got over 1,000 subscribers. The 7 videos I uploaded had a total of 9,000 views. As my emotional scars were being healed, something really unexpected happened. My brother accidentally came across my channel. He texted me right away, but I was on my way to a friend's house to work on a school project. So I didn't see my messages. Craig's dream was to be a YouTuber, and he thought that I made this channel to become one as well. He was so happy when he saw the number of views and subscribers. He was proud of me and immediately went to show our mom. When I came home, my parents were livid. Craig realized what he had done, but it was too late. My mom kept saying, "How dare you talk about our private lives online?" My dad said, "I didn't expect this from you. We've given you everything, and you stab us in the back." But the thing is, I hadn't exposed anyone. I had only told things from my perspective without saying anything bad about my mom or dad. I just described what happened, and since it was my experience, I had the right to talk about it. They sent me to my room. I heard them have a heated discussion. But I didn't want to know what they were saying, so I didn't listen. 3 hours went by. I was getting ready for bed when my mom called me. My dad said, "There is no way we can forgive you. We worked so hard to raise you, and this is what we get in return. No punishment would be enough for what you've done. So your mom and I have made a really tough decision. We are disowning you. We can't possibly call you our daughter after this." Disowning? I was completely shocked. I kept listening, but it was like I was living in a dream. I looked at my mom, who was in tears, looking down. I wanted her to say something, so I said, "Mom?" But she didn't look at me. She just shook her head. I knew how stubborn they are, and that arguing with them would be pointless. I've never seen my dad change his mind about anything. I didn't deserve this, but there was nothing I could do. I wanted to cry, but I stopped myself. I didn't want them to see me as weak. "So what happens now?" I asked. "Since you're disowning me, I guess you don't want me staying in this house anymore." Mm-hmm. My dad nodded. "We're giving you a week to find yourself a place to stay." I could understand their disappointment, but wasn't this reaction a bit over the top? Disowning and even throwing me out of the house? They had 2 children, but it looks like they were okay with losing one. Why was I surprised anyway? My parents' main issue was their inability to be compassionate towards us. I've already told you how they punished us for small stuff. I guess it was normal for them to overreact like this under the circumstances. Now that I was kicked out of the house, I had to find a place to stay. Being a high school student, I didn't have many options. Of course, I went to my grandmother. My parents probably knew that's what I would end up doing. Even though my dad is my grandmother's favorite son, she criticizes him all the time. When she found out what happened, she called him over. "Fiona is just a kid. How can you throw her out of the house? She will live with me from now on. And I am disowning you too. Throw Craig out as well. I'll take care of both of them." My dad listened without saying anything. Then he just left. I've been living with my grandmother for 5 months now. I wish they had kicked me out earlier because I feel so good here. Craig stays over a lot. He says that my mom cries all the time because she misses me. I'm not unforgiving like her. I'd go see her right away if she called, but I don't think I'll ever live in that house again. I was really sad about having to delete my channel, but then I stopped caring because it had served its purpose. It helped me share all that was building up inside of me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Right?
Hey, everyone. I'm Otis. I became a millionaire when I was still in high school, and I made all that money myself. I made a decision. I worked really hard and was able to reach my goal. But ultimately, I ended up losing all the money I made. It all happened within a year and a half. How did I manage to get rich so quickly and then lose it all just as fast? You'll find out when you hear my story. My dad died when I was little. He had worked at a paint factory for years. He had been exposed to so many chemicals that his body couldn't take it. After that, my mom had to work two jobs to support our family. On weekdays, she worked at a flower shop and on weekends at a pizzeria. My sister and I barely saw her. She'd leave before we got up and come back after we'd gone to bed. That was the only way she could manage to pay all the bills. One morning, we woke up and Mom was home. She had a fever and a bad cough. She stayed in bed for 3 weeks. We realized during that time that if Mom couldn't work, we'd literally go hungry. We didn't have any savings for situations like these. The fridge was empty within a week, and the pantry within 2 weeks. By the third week, there was nothing left to eat. My mom still wasn't feeling great, but she had to go back to work. That's when I started thinking about money. At first, it wasn't about getting rich or anything. I wondered how I could help my mom so that at least she wouldn't have to work on weekends. If you come from a poor family, you often grow up to be poor too. My grandparents had problems with money all their lives. Sadly, poverty is passed down through generations. It's not easy to break that cycle, but I was determined to do it. I got a piece of paper and wrote, "How can I make money?" I searched the internet for hours. I wrote down everything I found. Then I began to try the ideas that made sense to me. The first thing I decided to try was pretty ridiculous. I was going to pick up money that people dropped. Initially, this seemed like a great idea because I was going to go to places where people were likely to drop their money, like vending machines. Let's say you drop a coin while you're putting money into a vending machine. What do? You casually look at the floor. If you don't see the coin right away, you reach in your pocket for another one. So I started going around to vending machines after school to see if I could find any loose change. The other place I thought I could find money was restaurant drive-thrus. You have to reach your hand out of the car window to make a payment and get change. If some change drops to the floor, few people would get out of their car to pick it up. So in addition to vending machines, I also went to drive-thrus to look for money. Did I find any? Yes, but very little. It would take me 100 years to make some decent money like this, so I decided to give up on this strategy after a week. It was a bad idea to depend on finding change on the floor. I also crossed out winning the lottery, finding oil in the backyard, and suddenly inheriting money from an unknown relative from my list of potential options. I had to find more rational ways to make money. I looked through my list again. When I was researching ways to make money, I had made a section called entrepreneurship and noted some ideas. The first one was starting a YouTube channel, then starting a website, and then making a mobile game. When I saw the next one, I stopped, finding a unique product idea. Wait a second, I actually already had such an idea. In fact, when I told people about it, they all said it would totally sell. Wanna know what this great idea is? An umbrella for dogs. I started jumping with joy. I found what I was looking for. Every time I took our dog Taco out in the rain, I always wondered, why isn't there a special umbrella for dogs? Taco would always get so wet during his walk, and then he'd make a huge mess at home when we came back. A dog umbrella would solve this problem. And on top of that, dogs wouldn't get cold from being wet. My sister had a small umbrella that she used when she was younger, so I decided to use it for my first prototype. After a lot of work, I finally did it. At first, Taco didn't like it and tried to get rid of it, but I was sure he'd love it when he saw how well it worked when it rained. I was proud of it. It looked great. More importantly, it was functional. All dog owners would want to buy this. But now there was a huge obstacle ahead. How would I be able to mass produce it? Also, people had to be able to buy it in places like supermarkets and pet shops. How could I manage that? I didn't have any money, so I needed to find an investor. But who would trust a 15-year-old with their investment? And even if they did, could I trust them? What if they stole my idea? How could I protect myself? An hour ago, I was super happy, but now I was so stressed. I started thinking, I can never do this. I got my hopes up for nothing. Here was a great opportunity, but I couldn't make it work. Then I had an idea. Only someone around my age would support me. I remembered a young entrepreneur that I saw on YouTube. What do I have to lose? I'll just DM him on Instagram, I said to myself. I trusted him, so I told him a bit about my idea and asked, would you support something like this? I gave him my phone number. He called the next day. I had unbelievable challenges when I was building my business. So I try to support good ideas as much as I can. Let's meet tomorrow and talk. I think this product has a customer base, he said. Things moved really quickly after that. I had a partner now. I felt like I was in a dream. We started working immediately. We got a professional team to help us finalize the design of the umbrella. Then we found a factory that would produce it. We started advertising on social media when we got the first umbrellas. They received a lot more attention than we anticipated. Almost every dog that was out in the rain now had one of our umbrellas. I was so proud of myself, and just as I had dreamed, I was making a lot of money. I wanted to buy a house in the best neighborhood and move there with my family. I looked at houses with a real estate agent. I found a really beautiful one. I wanted to show it to my mom before buying it, but my mom said she didn't want to move. I can't change my life so quickly. Plus, we lived here with your dad for many years. I don't want to leave our memories behind, she said. I was so surprised. I insisted, but she wouldn't change her mind. If you want, you can live in that house. It's your right. Your sister can come and stay with you from time to time. But I have a condition. Don't drop out of school. I want you to at least graduate high school, she said. I went to the office the next day. I told my partner I was going to buy a house. He said, don't do it. He had just partnered with a new venture that was trading cryptocurrencies. Rent the house instead of buying it. You should invest that money in Bitcoin. You'll make enough money to buy 3 houses next year, he said. I trusted him, so I followed his advice. I wanted to support his new firm anyways. So I invested all my money in cryptocurrency, or Bitcoin to be precise. Our umbrellas were selling like hotcakes. I still couldn't believe how quickly my dreams had come true. But I didn't handle getting rich so quickly very well. I was still just a kid. I spent so much money on stuff I didn't need. For example, once I saw an Iron Man costume online that was the same as the one used in the movie. I didn't even look at the price and just bought it. Now I realize that costume cost as much as a luxury car. By the way, I did have 3 amazing sports cars, but I was too young to have a license, so I couldn't even drive them. That was another weird thing that I did. 3 or 4 months went by. One day, my partner called me in for a meeting. He said our sales were falling very quickly.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The dog umbrella was easy to imitate, so we had a lot of competition now. Business was great when ours was the only one on the market, but not anymore. If we didn't do something, we'd go bankrupt. We immediately came up with new product ideas. For example, we made a raincoat for dogs, but it didn't sell. I really thought it would. We had thousands of raincoats that we couldn't sell, so we lost a lot of money. Around the same time that the umbrella sales plummeted, the worst thing happened. Bitcoin, which I had invested all my money in, lost a lot of value overnight. My partner said, "Don't worry, it'll go back up again." But it didn't. I lost all my money. I couldn't even pay my rent. I sold the cars and whatever I had in the house. That money lasted only 3 to 4 months. Normally, that money should have lasted me 3 or 4 years, but I had gotten used to spending a lot and couldn't stop even when I didn't have the same income anymore. When I ran out of money, I moved back to my mom's house. I only had the Iron Man costume with me because I couldn't find anyone to buy it. My mom said, "Welcome home," and hugged me. I'd been sending her money every month. It turned out that she saved it all because she kept on working. "This money is for college for you and your sister. You proved yourself once. When you finish school, I'm sure you'll be successful again. In fact, you'll be even more successful because you'll have learned from your mistakes," she said, making me feel better. You might find it weird, but I wasn't so sad after losing all my money. Now I understand why. My life had changed so quickly. When I was rich, it all felt like a dream. So when I lost it all, it still felt like it was a dream. Since it was all like a dream, it didn't make sense to be upset. Thanks for listening to my story. If you like stories based on real life, you can subscribe to this channel now. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.